On full alert are his lookouts, the small pterosaurs.
Gastonia finds a promising spot and begins digging. If he can smell water, it can't be more than a foot away. But Utah Raptor is searching for sustenance too.
Utah Raptor has been using the riverbed to hunt for dead and dying animals. He's been relegated to scavenging. There's not a lot of living things. This Utah Raptor has got to find food. Dead prey is fine, but the nutritional value of something that's died is much less than the nutritional value of fresh meat. This animal is a machine. You've got to keep the machine fueled. He's got to find fresh kill. His sense of smell is just as acute as Gastonia's.
Utah Raptor prefers to ambush his prey. Chasing and fighting for meals uses up precious energy and risks injury. The drought has driven him out of his favorite hunting grounds, but he'll still try to use surprise as a weapon wherever he can.
If he can come in quiet enough, he can reach underneath and rip the insides of the Gastonia open. But the Gastonia's lookouts are on full alert. They spot the raptor long before the raptor has a chance to run in.
The pterosaurs can see every bit as well as the raptor, making them a potent alarm system.
His poor eyesight doesn't spot the Utah raptor, but a sense of smell does. He's able to smell the direction the Utah raptor is coming from. So he turns broadside to his attacker.
Shorter and stockier than Utah Raptor, Gastonia has no claws on his feet, and his teeth are blunt. His only weapon is his massive tail scissors.
The little Gastonia begins to swish his tail from side to side. The spikes that stick out from the side are very similar to the teeth on a chainsaw. If that Utah raptor gets too close, he could have a nasty, nasty surprise.
Utah raptor will usually grasp its prey with its arms and use its leg claws to slash at its victim. But his claws will not penetrate armor as thick as the Gastonia's.